Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we really are talking about backyards and beyonds, and we're visiting with Dottie Kroger, who is the Master Gardener Plant Sale Chairman. Good morning to you, Dottie.
Good morning, LaVon.
Hey, it's finally here. You know, we've been, the Master Gardener's been talking about this for quite a while, and of course, canceled the spring sale. So we have all these good plants. So
yes, we do. We've canceled several events this year, so we finally get to have an event.
You bet. So tell us, you know, date, time, place. Start with those basics.
Okay, so the event is our fall plant sale. This is our second year for this event. It'll be on Saturday starting at 8 o'clock at the community building on West 10th Street. We will sell plants until 10 o'clock unless we are sold out earlier.
Okay. And often we are sold out. But Dottie, given the whole circumstances, we probably don't want 100 people there at 8 o'clock. Tell us how it's going
to
work.
So we have plans to arrange the plant sale. So it's a one way traffic flow. We have someone directing you where to enter, and you go through the one way traffic, and then then you exit when you take your plants and pay for the plants and leave.
And we're talking about walking as well as driving.
Yes, we also have a drive through option. If you are nervous about getting out of your vehicle and walking around, we will have a drive through option, and we will have a couple people that will be handling that.
So be prepared to maybe take it a little slower, because I know some people like to quickly walk through the whole thing and then come back and choose. Well, you can still do that, but maybe there'll be people in front of you. So just plan to be a little patient.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit different. You know, we're going to try to spread it out enough so that if we control how many people are in there at one time, that you can kind of do a little bit of browsing without running into other people.
Yes.
We don't have too many people there at one time.
Yes. And we do have lots of space, as you said, Cass County Community Center. So there's quite a lot of space to spread out those plants.
Right. We are going to spread out, actually, I think, on one side of the parking lot and leave the vehicle traffic on the other half of the parking lot. So we should have plenty of room for everybody to see what they want to see without bumping into people.
And Dottie, I've been hearing people, and I guess personally I'm going, I have a lot of plants. I think there are going to be plenty of plants of all kinds. So I know you've been hearing from members what they're bringing.
Yes, I have been, and I'm sure there are more that I have not heard about. So we will have a variety of plants. We'll have shade plants like hostas. We'll have sun plants like daylilies and stella lilies. We'll have some perennials that kind of are sun or shade, like coneflowers, coral bells, aster, perennial geraniums. We'll have some bulbs, some naked lily bulbs, and maybe some peonies and irises. We'll see what shows up. And then we'll have kind of a miscellaneous category for some house plants, some tall grasses, maybe a few items of garden decor.
Yes. And I'm bringing a couple books.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Really interesting, fun books. So, that's always kind of fun to see what else people want to bring and share with others.
Yes, it is.
And what's the advantage to people of buying, and I'm going to say buying, donating, plants that come from the Master Gardeners and others who might donate?
Well, the Master Gardeners, you know, we pride ourselves on being educated and knowing the proper way to raise plants. So we would assume that the plants would be well taken care of when they're brought in, that we've kept them watered all summer. And the Master Gardeners also know what kind of plants are easily to transplantable this time of year. It will be especially important this year, since we've had the drought and it's still dry, to make sure you get the plants in the ground as soon as you can and make sure you keep watering them until the ground freezes.
And one little pitcher of water won't do it.
No, you will need to be watering these plants deeply. Like every day.
I'm always surprised. I was surprised the other day. I got a third of an inch of rain, and maybe you did too, Dottie, just down the road from me. And I went to dig something, and that the soil was wet for about an inch.
Exactly. When it rains right now, it soaks in really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you can always test. I mean, after you plant something, maybe it's a good idea to move aside a little bit, dig a little and see.
I dig the hole a little deeper and see if there's any wet ground down there.
Yeah. So do people need to bring anything to carry in? Would that be a good idea if they brought boxes or
You know,
tubs
it's handy if you can. It makes it easier to move plants. We will have members that will help you carry plants out to your car if you need help with that.
Okay. And we haven't talked about pricing.
Well, pricing at our plant sales is all free will, or I should say generally free will. We're also having a bulb sale this year. The tulips are all sold out, but I anticipate we'll still have some daffodil bulbs on Saturday, and those will still be $5 for five daffodils. Pretty much everything else will be free will donation.
Okay. And the bulbs are actually all prepaid, and if you ordered those, you just pick them up. They're here, right?
Right. They actually came in a little bit earlier than we thought they would, so we will have those who pre-ordered bulbs, we will have those available for pickup at the plant sale.
That'll be great. And this is the perfect time for planting. Some people have cleaned up and think, oh, no, it's way too late. This is perfect time.
It's perfect for the plants. It's perfect for the gardener. If you don't like hot weather, this is a great time to be outside planting. It's really great for the plants. They don't have the stress of the heat. And if you do have moisture, it tends to stick around longer because the sun isn't draining the water away. It's just a great time to plant a plant. And then it has plenty of time to, if you watered it well, it has plenty of time to get some roots established before winter, and then it'll be ready to go in the spring.
Yeah, that ground doesn't freeze for quite a long time. The roots are still busy.
Yeah, I would think you're good through at least the middle of November, maybe later.
Mm-hmm. Kind of depends on the weather, doesn't it?
Depends on the weather. You
so
never
many
know.
Things depend
you never know in Iowa.
On the weather. And I guess we, as Master Gardeners, we always say, too, if you have some questions about things, hopefully one or more of us will be able to answer.
We will be there to answer questions, definitely.
So. Yep. Come along, and maybe you want to try something new. I think this is a great time, Dottie, to say, that's something I've thought about, but I don't know if I want that plant or not. Now would be a good time to try it out.
It really is, and it's also a really good time to go there, and if you're asking a master gardener, you're probably getting a true story about what this plant will do, where the best place is to plant it, what color it is, those kind of things.
Yeah, we always want to know color and shade and size and all those things. So, Dottie, usually the Master Gardeners have had two plant sales. If you said we didn't get to have the spring sale, what happens to all that money that folks donate?
Well, the money for the Master Gardeners goes to a couple different projects. We have an annual scholarship for $1,000 for a student who's studying horticulture. We also have Master Gardener grants that we give out in the spring. They're anywhere from, $50 to $300 per grant to plant a flower bed at your church or the library, those kind of things. We also have several community gardens that the Master Gardeners are responsible for. We keep most of the beds at the 4-H building. We have David's Corner at the park. We do the outdoor classroom down by Cumberland. We've done some work this year at the new community gardens at Mullet Park. So we're busy, and that's where the money goes.
That's right, and it of course does that. People should feel good donating because they know that money's just going to be used in the community.
It's in the community. You're going to drive by the library or your church and just see a beautiful garden.
So, Dottie, do you have a favorite plant?
Favorite plant?
that's putting you on the spot, isn't it?
Well, that is. I really like lilies, honestly. They're beautiful, easy to plant, easy to transplant, easy to maintain. Very reliable.
And a big variety. You know, so many of us see those Stellas and think, okay, that's daylilies. But
there are zillions of colors. There are some that have frilly leaves or petals, different heights. Some of them have stripes on the petals. There's a wide variety.
Yeah, great. And so it's a fun time. And we hope that you will want to come see all that. So, Dottie, remind us of date, time, place.
Okay, the plant sale is this Saturday, October 10th. Starts at 8 o'clock at the Cass County Community Building on West 10th Street. And we will go from 8 o'clock until 10, unless we sell out earlier. Hope to see you there.
You bet. Plan to have a little patience and have a lot of fun looking around. And thank you very much, Dottie, for reminding us of that going on.
Thank you.
Yeah, until next time, here's a thought. You can bury a lot of troubles by digging in the dirt, and you get results in a spring surprise.